starting Siman Reish Mem Zayin, the halachas of letters. The halachas of letters, as in sending a letter. A letter.
What?
Sending letters to people. Okay. Now, really, we'll see later on in Reish and Beis, like, anytime I give a malacha to a goy to do something, that he should, as long as on Shabbos the goy is doing it he's a kabbalan, so the goy is taking the job for himself. A, he's not working for the Jews, not his career. And B, the goy is not leaving the Jews' premises on Shabbos, which would indicate, like, it looks like he's indicating the person should do the work on Shabbos. The fact that the guy works on Shabbos is not the Israel's responsibility. Letters, there's a specific issue when he's delivering a letter that it has the Jewish name on it. So there, we add another layer of it looks like he's doing something for the Jew on Shabbos. So Shechadar starts like this. Shalech Adam Igeres Biyad Eni Yehudi Afil Rav Shabbos Im Chashech. A person could send off a letter with the Eni Yehudi even Erev Shabbos, right before sunset. That's what the condition that he's made a tzitza, which means he set up that he's not being paid for by the day. He's going to set price for the delivery, which makes it, that by definition makes it into a couple others. He can't tell him to go on Shabbos. Okay, now.
We couldn't go to the post office and send express mail.
I couldn't go to the post office Erev Shabbos and send something express mail, because I'm telling them they must deliver it on Shabbos. They must go on Shabbos. Okay. Now, V'im loy katzatz, if he didn't do a ksitza, which means he didn't set up a set amount he's going to pay him. So now we add like this. Ilo kivya beidoyer. What is a beidoyer? Pirish ish yedua shekol ksav elov yuval who meshachal amisha sheluach elov. The post office, a designated individual or a designated place where all letters are delivered to. So any letter coming into that city goes to so and so, and then he turns around and delivers it to whoever it has to go to. Bimasa in the city. So then, also l'shloach afilu b'yom rishon. Even if you're sending it the first day of the week, it's aser. Because if the goy will come on Shabbos, not find the individual who is there it's supposed to be delivered to, he will then go seek out where the individual is. And he will seek out where the person is. And like we said, that a letter comes with this ongoing problem that it looks like the Jew was the one who told him to do that because it has the Jew's writing on it. The letter is nicker that it's the Jewish address, the Jewish sender, etc. Even though you can normally get there before, if you send on Yom Rishon, the logic will be that it'll get there before Shabbos. But we add on this layer of concern. If, however, the city that you're sending to has a beidoyer, you can send it even on Erev Shabbos, assuming that there's enough time for the person to travel to reach at least the first house in that city. The bayis asamach l'chaim, the first house within the wall. Some say this issur only applies when you're sending it on Erev Shabbos. Send it earlier in the week. So we assume at that point in time that the he didn't tell him to go on Shabbos. So that decision to go on Shabbos is the goy's decision. That's not called he's working for the Jew on Shabbos.
So he's sending it to his what?
No beidoyer.
There's no beidoyer.
Yeah. Okay. Zog, the Mishnah Berurah. Igeris. Hudin Mechol Malachos. Kishanayson Loivain Shos. Lagomer Kadam HaShabbos. Okay, this is not limited to delivering mail. This is really applies to any type of work you're giving to him. Giving him something which you know he's not going to finish before Shabbos. And it has to be that they've arranged a payment that he's going to be giving him for the work that he's doing. Like we'll see later on, Rashi Beis, whatever work you're giving him before Shabbos, if you do a ketitza, that makes it into kablanus. I set up that he's being paid X amount of money for the work. Now he's doing it for his money. He's doing it because he decided to undertake the job. He's doing it for the money, not for the Jew. Everything's wonderful. So what's the point of Igeris? Like, why is this his own separate simon? El Nakad Igeris. Truthfully, I don't know why the logic of the order is. I would have placed him in Rashi Beis first, and go through all those malachas where you have giving something to the goy in Erev Shabbos, and all of those halachas. And then I would have said, okay, well, you know what? Let's discuss Igeris. You want to discuss a separate simon, but the order, logic order, would have placement. A lot of what we're understanding over here is based on those rules over there. If I'd be avant-garde, I would learn Rashi Beis first and go back to Rashi Beis Zion. Okay. I'm not going to get it. Lashin and the e like kotzatz, but like kviya beidar b'masa is osir, kinemasik. So the chiddush over here is that igeris comes with its own unique set of problems. We'll explain that around. I'm a shark kelim chafetzim, other types of items or most. You should have any Yehudi b'erev Shabbos. He's sending money with a goy. He's sending an item with a goy. And hadin kamoi b'chol ha'malach is the same as any other job that he's doing. L'kach, afil ha'im lo'i kotzatz, even if there's no ktsitsa. So it's not a kablonis. Im yeshos b'yorim la'giyah l'mokim mishin yishalach lo'i, mutter. L'shin shem lo yimsenu b'beis ha'vistarach l'achap ha'zachar b'shabbos. By other items, we don't have this new concern. You gave it to him enough time to do before Shabbos. So now, if he chose not to, that's already his own decision. That's why I call it like the Nafshe. So he's not that work he's not doing for the Jew. Maybe when he gets there, the fellow won't be there, and he'll then seek after him somewhere else. We'll give the chashish of that possibility, with the exception by any Garris. That's what's unique over here.
Why is it any worse if he has to come to campus? Why do we have to even consider being cautious for that possibility?
By Igeris?
No, not by Igeris.
That's the thing, we aren't.
But why is it even a chash?
I mean, because by Igeris we are. We're contrasting that with Igeris. Okay. Okay. You give it to him right before dark. When it's still light out, and he has to leave the Jewish home before Shabbos starts. You can't tell him explicitly go on Shabbos. The lesson of the goy tells you that he's going to be doing that. So that's not the Jew's responsibility, unless. He's for his own benefit. He's doing that. If the Jew would respond and say, "Yes, I want you to do that," that might be problematic. The same problem would be if you give him a deadline. And we know that he cannot meet that deadline unless he has to travel on Shabbos. So that'll be the same thing. So that way, you know, the application of that in regards to other malachas has that issue. If you give him a time limit when it has to be ready, which would require work on Shabbos, that's considered saying work on Shabbos. Okay. So the modern version, like Menashe was saying about the sending, or Irwin was saying about sending an express mail, there is an interesting shita, which we'll talk about later on, which is called the Mira La Mira. We know there's a heter shus a shus, the rabbanon of the rabbanon. So it's mutter b'makim hefset. So let's say if the letter's not sent now, there'll be a large loss of money. So do we argue amira la amira is a form of a shus to shus? Mm-hmm. Or do we say, no, this is all the umbrella, that's called the mirlakim, that's one nisr. So I go to Goy A and I say, tell Goy B, deliver the letter. So is that called a shus to shus, which is mutamakum hapsid? Or no, that's called, I'm doing mirlakim to get the letter there. So there is a shita which holds, it's called shus to shus. So makam hefset gadol, the person can rely on that shita. So when you go to the office, the guy you're telling him at the office is not the guy who's delivering the letter. So that would be if you'd have one of these courier services, it might be more problematic because sometimes, you know, if it's a private courier service, it might be the guy you get by the desk, it might be the guy who jumps on the motorcycle and delivers it. But if it's express mail, that's not what's happening. So there is a Malcolm Hefsid, there is what to rely on. They rely on Malcolm Hefsid Godel, usually. Okay. So if he wasn't Kotsatz, so Ilokvir Beidoyer. So if there's no set Beidoyer in the city, then you cannot send even from your mission. Okay, what does that mean? Hey. There's no set postmaster in that city who his job is all letters are brought to him, and then from there it's sent out to whoever has to receive it. Sometimes that individual, whoever that is, even if he is there, he's not kavua, he's not always around. So also, then Yehudi will not find the individual that is supposed to be delivered to. He will go then seek out the individual on Shabbos. They add a new layer of concern. They say like this: he's clearing the handwriting of a Jewish person. Menikramaisi, so it looks like a Jewish letter. Yairu b'Shabbos nosan alohel. People will say it was given to him on Shabbos to take it. That's what people will say. V'imkein im nichtav v'gigaris b'ksav einam Yehudim. So it was not written in Hebrew or Yiddish. It's written in a non-Jewish language. So then we don't have this problem. It's like any other malacha. As long as he can reach the city before Shabbos, so delivering it inside the city is not there's no malacha involved in it. The issue is they had a wall around the city. So that's Rosh Hashanah. The problem is the malacha of carrying from the outside into the Rosh Hashanah. So if it will arrive within the wall of the city before Shabbos, you have enough time to do that. So let's look at another malacha. See, you gave him enough time to do it before Shabbos. If he extended it, that's his business. Okay. So that's a heter which we have now. If it's not nicker, the holy sukkah, it looks like it's a Jew doing it. Fine. Now you have to add a kenetz over here. So it means we're contrasting a case of katzas versus a case of no katzitza. We're saying both cases are cases where you could arrive before Shabbos, but we have this new layer of concern, and we say we might continue to carry it on Shabbos. And it looks like it's a Jew's thing. We say, no ksitza is aser. Yes, ksitza is mutter. Not only that, even we give it to him right before Shabbat, it's mutter, right ksitza. Yeah, but why don't we have this other yeah, you're right. The tzitza really solves the problem. There's no bona fide issue. But people will say that he gave it to him on Shabbos. The same problem. Here we see the guy is clearly not going to finish it before Shabbos. He's traveling with it on Shabbos. So we see this guy coming. So maybe some will say, well, he must have given it to him on Shabbos. Which that's not what to even when the case exceeds it. So
given it to the non-Jew.
So we have to say it's not a Maris Ayin issue over here. It's Chazal created a chashash, and they said in a case where you did it with a ksitza, which be atzem, there's bechlal no element of impropriety over here because the goy's mamash adat to the nafshay, which that's a heter across the board. Even if you give it to him right before Shabbos, as long as you don't say do it on Shabbos. So like every other case, you say I do a ksitza with the goy. And the goy, and I give it to him before Shabbos, and he works it on Shabbos. You say, one second, Maris Ayin, maybe people will think you didn't do ksitza. No, we don't say that. We're not choshesh, except we have the cases of arises and things which are character, which is very visible. And the derech wasn't adopted to do ksitza, so we had a problem. But in general, we don't say that type of an issue, by kalim, these type of things. That's it. So if you did your job of ksitza, which means you did the best thing you could do, we're not going to create a Maris Ayin because of that. Here, when you didn't do ksitza, you're relying on the heter of it being completed before Shabbos, where you're going to say, you know what, there's a Beit Doyer, so you know that, there is. If there's no Beit Doyer, you can't be confident it's going to be finished before Shabbos. So we're not going to give that heter, considering the fact that it might look like there's a malacha being involved over here.
Even if there's a Beit Doyer, doesn't he then continue, the Beit Doyer then continues the mission of delivering it to the address?
But that's you do it to everybody.
Isn't that your case of Amira Lamira?
No, but the Beidar is delivering it inside the city. Inside the city was the assumption that he's clearly doing it not al-das to the Yisrael. He's doing al-das. His job is appointed by the mayor of the city to deliver letters in the city. He's not working for the Jew.
Okay. Sex is good as cock sex, even if you aren't. Right. It's independent.
So also lishloach. So even miyam rishon. So also lishloach vav. Kosev el shabbos near the chaz of marikish shloach ayin ein yehudi liyadah beidoyer. So if the job was to send to the beidoyer, but the beidoyer is not kavua, and we're worried about that when he gets there, the beidoyer won't be there. Then he's going to start looking around to find the person. That's when it's also. Oh, because all this is the oil of shabbos. Now he's going to bring. That this is there's not everybody agrees with the other Shabbos, but he's bringing the other Shabbos first. Therefore, he said like this: Kishanam Shalech Igeres Hayodo the Chaveroi. In a case where he's sending it specifically to deliver to the individual, and Lach Hashem Elohim sent him a base of Shalech Achara B'Shabbos, Shreifel Rav Shabbos, and Blay Kotzas Kol Shalech Lagiyah Shomim B'Adon. So he says, if you're given a specific job to do. Like any other case, if it's a job which normally can be done before Shabbos, it's mutter. That's what Elo Shabbos says. Just punkt with the Beit Doyer, the nature of a Beit Doyer is unreliable. But if you're going to the guy's house, so you'll go to the guy's house. Maybe he won't be there. We'll worry about it then. The Bach seems to rely on it as well. But Das at Hazam Yom Rom. No, the Gam Shalech Yeres the Chaver. The Gam Ken Yesh Chashash is that. That this is no difference in the case of sending to the Beidar was potentially a Kula, not a Chumra. But if you're sending it to the individual, yeah, we're worried about that. Maybe he won't be in he was told deliver to the individual. The fellow's not at home, so go seek out the individual. So even though there's enough time to get to the guy's house before Shabbos, but maybe once you start looking for the fellow who's not at home, who knows how long it's going to take. Pershin Chananel, Shiyotza Atzal Leor Muchakar LeShabbos Ayin Sham. The Rebbeinu Chananel's Pirish says no. It's simply a Beidoyer issue, and that's in the new Pirish that just came recently. So the Shmur seems to be saying he's going to rely on the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Kula that if it's not being sent to the Beidoyer, it's sent to directly to the individual. That's Mutter. If he says to him explicitly, don't go after the fellow, he's not at home, leave it by his house, then it's mutter. But then there's no chashash that he will go seeking any further. I feel Miyam Rishon. Even Miyam Rishon, it's a problem. Comes along. If it's very close by, and you give it to Miyam Rishon, near the Avim Humashalcha, Miyam Sheni Vashishi Shori Shaf, Shilim Sano, Bivesi Yesha Shos, Harbor Lalechas. I mean, the travel takes one day to get there. He sends it on Sunday. So he's not home, so we'll go look for him for 6 days. Not me stopper, right? So we're not Mukhim Lechosh that far. So even if it's, he says, even if it's Monday or Tuesday, we're not going to get worried about it. But Ikviya Beidar B'Masa, Hanosha Isha Mamuna Al Zeh Kavua Sham Tomi, the person who's appointed with this responsibility of receiving letters, is always there. Chalzeh Humashakaran Aksham Postmaster, Postmeister, right? So we have the postmaster. Shirog Olias B'Mekai Meskudel, which they have, big cities have such a person. Shuaymen Al Mishmer Be'itim Yiduim L'Kabal K'sabim L'Shachim L'Shachim L'Ksabim Mahim. And his job is, during, he has hours, and his job is to receive the letters and then pass them on to whoever they're supposed to go to. So if that's kavua, it's mutter as long as there's enough time, even without a tzitza, there's enough time to arrive within the wall before Shabbos. Asama l'chayma, the Eir Hashem Shalom, the city where we're delivering it to. The first house within the wall. So even that's not where the Beit Doyer is necessarily, but once you're within the city, so there's no malachas involved anymore. So he'll go to the Beit Doyer and give it to him.
He's probably still hooks other abundant here, right?
What?
In the city, he's probably still hooks
other abundant. So Taylor the Shartzin and Yud. The Shansin Yud says, "Via Beidar, you do lo shul b'ksei ha'achas shelo here. Feeling my ear muk of chayma, efshar the sar shegiya l'shamay b'dyan." Rabbi Yehudim says, "You have a right to assume maybe the Beidar is the first house, so we'll be makel. You send it, and maybe it's the first house within the city, and everything is wonderful. But if you know that that's not true, you know that where you're coming from, the Beidar is all the way under the city. He has to finish his job, which is to get it to the Beidar." You have to have enough time for him to get all the way to there before Shabbos as well. It's not enough to be able to get within the reach of the city. According to Prima Golan. Okay, now let's see if we can just finish before Mincha. Yud, Yesh Matirim, came along the Ramah. Yimladak Tzitzo, it's not Kaviyah Beidar B'Maso, if he sends it earlier in the week. Somehow the Kiman Shalai Omer Lo Yisrael Behad Yashen Lach B'Shabbos. A, he didn't tell him what go on Shabbos. Therefore, a lesser ki'im samach l'Shabbos. If it's right before Shabbos, we say, you know what? Then the nearer kishul shayisil was at. Then it looks like he's continuing to travel based on what the Jew told him to do. Amir leni Yehudi shus fil armer loy erev Shabbos lasses malachim b'Shabbos. The issur of Amir leni Yehudi is even if you tell him before Shabbos, do something on Shabbos is also. Right? If he's doing something on Shabbos because you told him to do it before Shabbos, that's a problem. Even though you didn't tell him on Shabbos. But if it's not so close to Shabbos, so it's not so obvious. You don't see a direct connection between what the goy is doing and the Israel's directive. So Erev Shabbos, it looks like the directive is go. It's been earlier in the week. It doesn't look like the directive is go. So that's, we don't make that shash. Again, you didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. And you can't get there before Shabbos. But still, the sheet is going to be moderate. Fine. So we'll see the definition of the seat a little bit. So after tomorrow, we'll continue.